USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's speech regarding voting rights and changing the filibuster rules in the Senate is drawing harsh criticism from Republican leaders. On Wednesday, Georgia Representative Drew Ferguson told Newsmax he regarded Biden's remarks as condescending.
What small races people have been getting have been eaten up by inflation. So this is a real issue that's hitting American families, whether it's at the gas pump, whether it's at the grocery store. The Democrat policies are failing America right now. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the big liberal Democrats are failing America.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sharply rebuked President Biden on Wednesday for that same speech. McConnell called Biden's remarks, quote, profoundly unpresidential and beneath his office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Dish and DirecTV are once again talking about a merger.
DirecTV and Dish Network are once again in talks to merge after years of on-again, off-again attempts and multiple concerns from federal antitrust officials. The satellite TV giants attempted a merger nearly two decades ago, but the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department's antitrust division blocked it. However, insiders are optimistic, saying the market strength of both TV providers has waned since it was last discussed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mandate requiring proof of vaccination as well as masks to enter any indoor Washington, D.C. facilities go into effect on Saturday. However, 20 House Republicans have co-sponsored a bill to block that. Representative Matt Gaetz introduced the one-page bill on Wednesday. He said the mask and vaccination order is unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
6 out of 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is in danger of collapse. According to a poll released Wednesday by Quinnipiac University, a majority said they think political instability in the U.S. is a bigger danger than foreign threats. 53% said they expect political divisions in the country to worsen over their lifetime. The data comes during a Biden administration that promised political compromise and healing. NFL ratings are up this year.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7. Crumbly will be back in court next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.